KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:06, we have cloudy skies, 46 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up a total of 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall this morning. We look forward to be mostly cloudy and breezy today with occasional isolated showers and a high near 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. A special investigation into the operations of the city of Pacific Junction found some issues with the money paid to a former city clerk. State Auditor Mary Mosman said they investigated after a citizen raised concern about the number and frequency of paychecks issued for Carrie Williams.
We did go in and investigate, and we identified over $31,000 of improper disbursements, which mainly included improper vacation, sick leave, and holiday pay.
She says the payments were not clearly allowed under any city rules.
The city has a policy that employees working 32 hours per week or more are eligible for benefits, which include the holiday and the vacation and the sick leave. But in this case, the city clerk, who is required to work during city office hours and during city council meetings, averaged just over 25 hours per week, so was not eligible for this vacation, sick leave, and holiday pay, and certainly not the payout.
Mosman said poor oversight by city officials was part of the problem, as the city does have a policy requiring employees to use time cards stamped by the time clock as a record for their pay.
However, the city clerk routinely hand wrote the hours on her own time card, and city council was not approving these time cards, so there was the actions of the city clerk as well as the lack of oversight from the city council and mayor.
Mosman said Williams admitted she did not work the number of hours required to qualify for the benefits, and she did resign from the job. Mosman said the investigation also found that the city clerk was not up to date in handling payroll taxes for the city.
So as a result, the city has unpaid payroll taxes, including penalties and interest from the IRS, totaling just over $73,000. Since the city is working with the IRS at this point in time to resolve this issue, we simply disclose this in our report. It is not part of the improper disbursement.
The report on the investigation includes recommendations to strengthen the city's internal controls and overall operations, such as improving segregation of duties, performing bank reconciliations, and performing an independent review of state bank statements and payroll. An 82-ton pink quartzite rock has landed in Oakland's Chautauqua Park. A 13-foot-long, 10-feet-wide boulder was brought in on a special flatbed trailer and carefully maneuvered into place on Monday. The Omaha World-Herald reports the event, bringing Pottawatomie County's version of the Freedom Rock to the park, unfolded before residents of the community, including members of the Oakland Friday Coffee Ladies, the group which spearheaded the project and collected donations for the purchase, transportation, and eventually the painting of a patriotic mural on the rock. The project began on June 10, 2011, when the Coffee Ladies traveled to Greenfield to see the Freedom Rock located there, seeking one for Pottawatomie County as a show of respect and remembrance of military service members past, present, and future. The group took the idea to the City Council on August 8, 2013, where it was approved. The rock was mined from the Schildberg Rock Quarry near Macedonia and brought to the area courtesy of a pre-Elonian glacier about 2 million years ago. Freedom Rocks are appearing in other places and painted by Ray Bubba Sorensen, based out of Greenfield. The Freedom Rock in Adair County attracts some 14,000 people annually. About $27,000 was the cost to buy and transport the rock, and that was made possible through grants by the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation and from Oakland Foods and other fundraising. The cost of the painting will be around $8,000. In other news, one person was arrested and two thefts were investigated recently in Creston. Police say 60-year-old Jeff E. Mendenhall of Corning was arrested just after 6 a.m. today on charges of driving while revoked and driving while barred. Mendenhall was taken into custody at 806 Laurel Street in Creston and brought to the Union County Jail, where he was being held on $2,000 bond. Creston police say a woman who resides on North Oak Street reported on Monday that someone had taken her utility cart from 401 West Adams Street. The cart, valued at $100, was taken sometime between 2 and 2:45 p.m. on Sunday. And a woman on West Howard Street in Creston reported Monday that someone had taken her Dell laptop computer with a charger that was in a black computer case on her back porch. The computer was stolen sometime over the past couple of days, the loss estimated at $230. Police in Clarinda on Tuesday arrested a local man on drug and other charges. Officials say at around 3:40 a.m., officers arrested 42-year-old Jess Scott Larson of rural Clarinda for felony possession of marijuana, operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana, and introduction of contraband believed to be marijuana into a correctional facility or jail. Larson was arrested without incident following a traffic stop. He was booked into the Page County Jail and held on $3,000 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. An investigation into a theft in Grant this past February and the theft of an ATV has resulted in an arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 32-year-old Jason Latham of Blockton was arrested Tuesday morning on a charge of second-degree theft. Latham was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Adair man had been arrested Monday following a pursuit. 27-year-old Dustin Allen Hansen was arrested on a felony charge of eluding a police officer and OWI second offense. Hansen was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. On April the 8th, deputies in Cass County arrested 26-year-old Joseph Clark of Barnett, Missouri, on a charge of false reports to law enforcement, as well as on two Missouri warrants. Also on the 8th, 37-year-old Tricia Barton Garrett of Anita was arrested on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. Clark was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held pending an extradition to Missouri. Last Saturday, deputies in Cass County arrested 31-year-old Isaac Terrence Gaines of Atlantic on a charge of OWI second offense. Gaines was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day in his own recognizance. Our news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.